and here we are.
It's time.
There it is.
For the KP and Molly Laughs Laugh of the Week.
Today. Last laugh of the week
all
today.
Day.
All day. All 2 days now running. TikTok, TikTok. Always brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical. They're the good guys. And you can always catch the last laugh in various forms and fashions if you miss any part of the show on the worldwides, our websites, and on our socials as well. We don't have to go back too far because it's still going on. You may have noticed Marlee is back. Mm-hmm. Now, you were here this morning to start the show.
I started off there.
Right, yeah.
Oh. 6 o'clock, flipped the switches, and had no mic.
Yeah, it was... absolutely silence from the other side of the room. And it's not because you were laying out on me during a break. It was literally the microphone did not work.
Was not leaving you hanging.
And that was after...
I just couldn't yell that loud to get it to the other side of the room.
Hey! And yesterday, of course, we had a myriad of things. In fact, my highlight of the show
yesterday...
On your
side of the room.
Right, right.
Your side of the room was broken yesterday.
I enjoyed that part yesterday where it was...
We're sorry. Yeah. The show you were trying to listen to cannot be reached right now.
Right.
Please turn off. Wait 10 seconds. And dial again.
Well, the good news is, I understand all the microphones are fixed and working now. So thank you very much to our engineering staff who have to battle these beasts and diabolical computer systems. It's an uphill battle. But we forge on, and we take this show and goofing off very seriously. So we have to explain ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we go back to our Tuesday morning top 10. And it was, and it is... The top 10 reasons the show has sounded the way it has, both yesterday and through most of today. And maybe tomorrow, if we're lucky. Yes. As we continue on. But we went back to what worked for us when you were in Croatia, Marlee.
Right.
We went to that technology. And it worked.
Does that mean I can go back?
I don't know. HR... did say you may have to take a PTO day, so I don't know about that here. Oh, goodness. Wouldn't that be a fun meeting? No, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's dial it up, because it's either this building is haunted, it's either the Studio Beaver that might honestly be underneath just gnawing on things, or it could be any one of these things. Such
as... The gremlins and ghosts.
I believe they exist.
Number 10!
At least in here. Number 10 reason the show sounded the way it did yesterday. Still does.
Number 10.
Too much air inflated into the show. It was the same exact problem. El Jefe, your husband.
I should have brought him to run around the studio and deflate.
Yeah. Oh, we're deflated. Oh, we're deflated.
Number nine.
Actually, yesterday, the middle 2 hours of the show were intercepted by Trayvon Diggs. So he's the one that had them. That's where they ended up. Yeah, that's number 9 and 10. If you can't,
we'll give it to him.
Hours individually on interception.
Number 8.
He's having a great year. Number 8. We did what our consultants said to do. So we tried, quote, to do it how the other shows out there do their morning shows. Not pretty, buddy. Not pretty. Not enough dates to update.
Number 7.
Number 7. Quite honestly, and I may be at fault of this, I've been way too enamored and focused on getting more on-air opportunities for the Stretchy Pants song. I know. It really...
I think we should just loop it. You know how sometimes they do that?
Right.
Radio stations, when they're about to do something new, they loop a song.
Or was this... Was this thing all Marlee's endeavor to get back home and wear nothing but stretchy pants during the show? See, I don't know. I'm not saying, but that was a lot of work to do that.
Number 6.
Could have just asked. Number 6, honestly. I don't know, but thank heavens.
Did you see how fast I flew out of there?
Boy, no joke. I'm just glad this didn't happen at 8 o'clock on a Thursday, of course, kids, because that would not have been acceptable in any way or shape.
No.
Yeah.
Not good.
Will it float, of course, straight up at 8. Thursdays here, Hank FM.
Shameless plug.
Wonder if hard drives float. Or printers.
Or mics.
Number 5.
Number 5. Our computers, honestly, have finally become self-aware, and all the Zuckerberg jokes, they're fighting back. This is what happens, kids.
Number four.
Although I don't think it's artificial intelligence. I don't think there's AI in
there. Number four.
Number four. Well, for crying out loud, we had to carve time. I mean, it's 30 hours of Taylor Swift's version of Red. That wasn't going to listen to itself, y'all. Uh-uh.
Number three.
Number three. Thanks for giving me the time to do that. Also this.
Number three.
The show may or may not have been recorded yesterday, and I may or may not have been too busy adopting more cats. I don't.
Number
I'm
two.
Not. I don't know. You know, stretchy pants are your thing. Cats are mine.
Number two.
Number two. We're not quite sure it is fixed now, but we are waiting for Joe Rogan to tell us conspiracy theories about it. And then finally, number one reason the show has sounded kind of wonky both yesterday and still a little bit today, supply chain issues. There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course.
Our
it's
best.
The excuse for everything.
Reggie and IT. And the Hank FM Studio Beaver.
Catch online what you missed on air. The Last Laugh. Mornings at 9:35 at 92.1 HankFM.com. Brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical. They're the good guys.